Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:48. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. Is Israel being realistic about the objectives in defeating Iran in a week or two, considering that even the Gaza war is still ongoing? Now, we know, of course, there's massive differences between the two, but it does seem as though there's this ambition and almost expectation that this war will be over very, very quickly. And Lieutenant Colonel Yair Dror, he is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Howard, well, I'm a little bit tired. We have like two alarms, two sirens at evening time, and including after midnight.
Yes.
However, this is the price that I think that most of the Israelis will be able to pay because of the history.
Mm. Is that deliberate? Is that deliberate to upset the civilian population, or is there a strategic military advantage of firing missiles at night?
There is a couple of explanations. One of them, it's a little bit easier for them to shoot at night because of the issue of fueling the missiles, not because any strategy. The IDF can hunt them in morning and in night in the same way. We are controlling the skies. Our UAVs can see overnight. So this is not like a military advantage. There is a procedure that's going on refueling the missiles. So it's a dangerous procedure, and they prefer to do it on night. Second of all, yes, I think that as part of, let's be realistic, Howard. Yes, they caused some damages to Israel. They destroyed the houses. They are shooting to civilian areas. I didn't see the UN condemn these war crimes. However, I will put it aside.
Right.
They are doing a psychological warfare. It continues. Here it's with missiles. And of course, when they are shooting all day long, and especially nights, it's a little bit disturbing. It's a little bit annoying. It's a part of that. I don't see that like the challenge or the abilities about the targeting Israel, etc. So again, it's annoying. However, this is the small price that we will be paying in order to destroy and eliminate the abilities to continue to share evil and to continue to hurt Israel.
What needs to happen for this all to end? Because, obviously there's this expectation that it's going to be over within a week or 2 weeks. What actually needs to happen?
So I will explain. First of all, the goals of Israel wasn't to replace the regime, etc., because I'm hearing now from here and there voices. The strategic goals of Israel was to destroy or to hurt in a dramatic way on the nuclear project, means not just bombing the sites. Bombing the sites, bombing all the archives, which has been published that Israel succeeded to do that, and eliminating the people that in charge. It's like a chain that Israel is destroying piece after piece. The second one is to eliminate the strategic threat about missiles. We saw the damage that one missile is causing. If they will have 10,000 or 20,000 missiles, it's an existential threat to Israel. So, and this is also going on. And of course, to eliminate the people in charge. Now, when it will be stopped, it will be stopped, in my opinion, in a scenario that the Iranian regime, and I think that they are very close to understanding that, they will be understanding that the regime is going to fall. The first and the most important goal for this radical Islamic regime is to survive. Not the nuclear, not bombing, not proxies. The first of it is to survive. It goes to their earlier understanding about the Shia and its place on the Islamic world. If they will understand that they are going to be destroyed, this is when they will raise the white flag. And according to some media and to some sources, they are very close to that point because they ask for a couple of countries, please make Israel stop that and let's negotiate. I think that we are very close for that.
Right. Will it require America's involvement?
American involvement, it's good from a couple of positions. First of all, on the support of Israel, even without bombing, the understanding that they will ship here more ammunition, the understanding that they will ship here the Navy in order to protect the Middle East, in order to increase the pressure on the Iranian regime. If we are going back to the understanding that what is concerned the Iranian regime is its fall, when he realized that now the U.S. is pushing a heavy power towards the Middle East, they are started to calculate the steps. Now, of course, from our point of view, the best way will be if those B-2s will destroy the site in Purdue, which is very complicated and challenging for the IDF because it's digged like some could say 80, some would say 100 meters below ground. And we need, in that, we need American assistance. I hope, and again, according to the voices that you are hearing on, it's funny, but today the X is a great channel to understand President Trump's thoughts. According to his word in the last 48 hours, and especially the 24 hours, it's going to happen. I think, and I want to share one more thing, Howard. Today I read that the G7 leaders, which, you know, some of them are very criticized Israel, we saw that they are also supporting, they are supporting Israel. They say that Iran cannot be a threat. And I think that finally, the world is realizing what Israel is doing. I said earlier that the world eventually will be grateful for Israel. We see that support, and this support means one thing, that the international pressure on Israel will not be high, which allow Israel to continue that actions until we will achieve our goals.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that because we've certainly seen Germany coming out in support. We've seen G7. I saw early this morning Japan as well. There definitely seems to be quite widespread support for this action. America has helped, but we are seeing something a little bit more supportive than we have seen in other cases.
Like I said, I think that the world were under the position of 30 some years of psychological warfare by the Iran. The world is scared from Iran. This is the truth. We must speak about that. The Iranian regime weren't just hitting Israel. The Iranian regime enemies are Christians, are the Western culture, and the world was terrifying. They knew that if one will say a bad word against the Iranian regime, probably some of its proxy terrorists will hurt it. I think that finally, what we have been realized for not short time, finally the world is realizing that the Iranian threats are, we call it like a paper tiger. They do not have really the power of a country, of a big country like they think or they like try to convince. And I think when everybody sees what is going on, more and more countries will support Israel because eventually they all know, people know, that the leaders know that the Iranian regime is not a peaceful one. People know that. Leaders know that. Again, when you will eliminate the fear from that regime, those voices will start to be going out. And we saw it. We saw it with the Canadian. We saw it now with Germany. We saw it with the G7 leaders. I think that as long as it will continue another 24 hours, another 48 hours, people will be able to share their thoughts. And again, this is why when we talk about a week or 2 weeks, you don't need much more time for that, because the Iranian regime will eventually, whether will fall, whether will rise his white flag, this is what I hope and pray.
Yeah, and that is where we leave it. We certainly do hope and pray that that is the case. Lieutenant Colonel Yair Dror, he is the commander, a founder commander of the Good Neighbor Project. It is 8:58. Just taking a look at some of your messages. I didn't really have a chance to get to them. I see that Jennifer says, is the U.S.-Israel attack the nuclear facilities? Will this not cause a nuclear disaster? Certainly, it doesn't seem as though that is the case. Gillian wants to know where Turkey is in this. Well, I've seen Turkey making a few noises and a few comments, but I think it will probably stay just there. So lots and lots of other comments. Apologies that I couldn't get to all of them. I see all of a sudden the world is waking up to support of Israel against Iran. They don't see the connection between Iran and Hamas. No, they don't. It is just an incredible thing. It's what we call cognitive dissonance. It takes a real effort to make sure that you don't see the links. And just like that, it is about to go 9 o'clock. Time for me to love and leave you. I hope I wasn't too grumpy and rude to you lot, but I think most of you behaved. So I think it was a good thing to warn you ahead of time, just so that we were all on the same page. So go and have a great Wednesday. Get some sun, because it is the sun is shining today. It's a beautiful day. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.